Be speaking this morning. Got a call last night from the pastor talking about he was going to preach this morning and I was going to be speaking tonight. And he's like, son, I just don't think I can even hardly walk. And so we had a very late night and a very early morning, but I'm so thankful our music team this morning. You guys, gals, were just like dead on, because I want to talk for a short time about the power of the name. The power of the name. How do you describe, when you think about it, how do you describe the name of Jesus? I mean, where do you even start? You know, I sometimes when you put together a message, you know, you have so many different scriptures, and I have all kinds of scriptures this morning, and for the overhead, Sister Melissa back there, the last portion of this, I'm just going to preach those scriptures, so you probably won't be able to keep up, and if you don't worry about it. But when we look at the power of the name, when we look at names in general, you know, you can begin to call off different names. We all have a name, and I'm going to go ahead, and this morning is going to be part one, and tonight will be kind of part two of this. But we all have a name. We're all given a name by our parents. Some of us, our names may be the same as our parent. I know my father's name is John. My brother's name is John. And Kyle, I believe his middle name is Kyle, or is it John? Is it John Kyle or Kyle John? So, Kyle, which is it? John Kyle. So we have John, John, and John. And one time here at the church, we had our pastor John, and then of course, we have John Rivas that works here. I had a brother-in-law, John. We had John Eckenrod that worked here. And we had a lot of Johns. So we all have a name. And when we look at names, and when a certain name is called off, some people react and other people don't react. Now, if I were to stand here this morning and say, you know, we'd like to take and welcome Mr. Bill Ryan this morning, and people would kind of look around and say, well, who's Bill Ryan? Nobody would know anyone. But if I were to stand up here and say, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama, everyone would stand to their feet in respect and turn and face the president out of respect for the man. Because you say, why is that? It's because with the presidency, there comes a power. With that name, there is a power that is associated with that name or with that office. The power, the position that he holds gives him the power to and the authority to do what he does as a president. So if we were to get a call from the White House, and they were to take and call and say, this is the White House, we'd like to take and come to your Veterans Day service. We want to be able to take, and the president has heard about this, he would like to take and come to Calvary Gospel Church next year and speak to the veterans in your Veterans Day service. Well, I can promise you that you or I walking into the building is not going to be the same atmosphere as if the president walks into the building. Because you see, if the president walks into the building, the whole building would have been gone over with a very fine tooth comb to make sure that all is safe, to make sure that there's no one evil that is hiding, or no would-be assassin, or possibly some bomber that had heard and maybe got in and planted some sort of an explosive, and his motorcade from the airport would be flown in on a special jet plane, and his armor-plated limo would be unloaded, and instead of standing behind a wooden podium that I'm standing behind this morning, he would be standing behind a 600-pound bulletproof podium. All because of the name Barack Obama, or whoever the president may be. All because the name, and with the name, there comes a power and there comes authority with that position. We would be able to take and go out all around the property, and you would probably see along the fence line men in black snipers that, you know, we always, the all of the movies always portray the men in black with the snipers and the black helicopters flying overhead. Secret Service men would no doubt be all around the building. There would be all kinds of people talking to themselves, standing in corners, and you wonder, what are they talking about? Who are they talking to? And they're talking about the security of the president because of the power and the authority that is in the name or the position. But one thing here is the president, because he has the power and the authority as the president. But you have to understand one thing. As long as he is in these United States, his power and authority matters. But he may have influence and respect in other places that he goes. He may have limited power. So if our president were to go over to Brazil for some reason, he cannot take and impose the laws of the United States upon the nation of Brazil. His power and authority has limits. We all understand that. Your power and your authority has a limit. His power is as long as he has the position. We see presidents come and go. We have a president, Jimmy Carter, who no longer has the power and the authority that he once had. Then you have you have President Bill Clinton, who was president for 8 years, and he no longer has the same power and authority that he once had. The Bushes don't have the same power and authority that they once had, because the power and the authority was voted in and it can be voted out. And we must understand that. Reading from Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. When we look at a name, what is it about that name? What is it about the name of Jesus? I'm sure that during that time period when Jesus grew up and was a youngster, that there were more than just him that had that name. I've done a little bit of study on the name, and it was actually somewhat of a common name during those particular days. And we have here in our Vosis, we have our Vosis Unitas, and we have a brother, Jesus. His name is spelled J-E-S-U-S. But because he's of Spanish, Mexican descent, it's pronounced Jesus. But you see, Jesus doesn't have the same power and authority. They may share the same name, but the same power and authority is not there. What makes Jesus so powerful is the authority and the power that is behind his name. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus' name, his name is the ultimate in power and authority in our world today. And the name, it's the name that points back to God. And by its very definition, the name of Jesus speaks about salvation. The name literally means Jehovah is salvation. I'm sorry, brother Jesus, but there's nothing you can do to take and save the sin in my life. There's nothing you can do to cover up the sin. It's not your blood that was shed. It was Jesus Christ's blood that was shed on a cross of Calvary that gives him the power and the authority. It is a name that was handpicked by God himself. You see, Mary and Joseph did not have the opportunity to take and select his name. His name was already given and chosen. Matthew 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Thou shalt call his name Jehovah is salvation, for he shall save his people from their sins. Do you know of any other name that can save you from the power that sin has on your life? Is there any other name? Is there any other power, any other authority that has that kind of power. You can go from Genesis into Revelations, and you can find Jesus prophetically as well as figuratively in every book of the Bible. And I love to take and go through the books of the Bible, and as you study the books of the Bible, everywhere you go, everywhere you look, you will find that Jesus Christ is there. When we look at Genesis, he is the ram at Abraham's altar. When we go into Exodus, he is the innocent Passover lamb that was slain and the blood put upon the doorpost as a covering for our sins. In Leviticus, he is the high priest. In Numbers, he is a cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the city of our refuge. In Joshua, he's a scarlet thread out of Rahab's window. And in Judges, he is our judge. In Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. And in 1 and 2 Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king. In Ezra, he is our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he is a rebuilder of everything that is broken. If you are here this morning and there's something broken in your life, in Nehemiah, he is a rebuilder of anything and everything that is broken in your life. In Esther, he is Mordecai sitting faithfully at the gate. In Job, he is our Redeemer who liveth forever. In Psalms, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is my wisdom. And in the Song of Solomon, he is the beautiful bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the suffering servant. And in Jeremiah and Lamentations, it is Jesus that is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the Son of Man. And in Daniel, he is the fourth man in the fiery furnace. If you're in the midst of a fire in your life this morning, Jesus Christ is the fourth man in the midst of your fire. In Hosea, he is my love that is forever fulfilled. In Joel, he baptizes us with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Amos, he's our burden bearer. And Obadiah, he is simply my Savior. In Jonah, he is a forgiving God. Not only forgives a prophet, but he forgives the whole entire nation of the city of Nineveh for their sins. In Micah, he's a messenger with beautiful feet. And Nahum, he is the avenger. He's the avenger for our souls. In Habakkuk, he's the watchman that is ever praying for revival. In Zephaniah, he is the Lord mighty to serve. In Haggai, he is a restorer of our lost heritage. How many of you have a heritage here that you have lost? You have a spiritual heritage that you've lost it. You've allowed it to slip between your fingers. And Haggai, he is the restorer of our lost heritage. And Zechariah, he is our fountain. Malachi, he is the son of righteousness with healing in his wings. And we can move on into the New Testament. In Matthew, he says, thou art the Christ, the son of the living God. And Mark, he is my miracle worker. If you need a miracle here this morning, if you need a healing here this morning, he is my miracle worker. In Luke, he's the son of man. And in John, he is the word. And the word was made flesh. And the word dwelt among us. In Acts, he is salvation. In Romans, he is our justifier. In 1 Corinthians, our resurrection. And in 2 Corinthians, our sin bearer. In Galatians, he's the redeemer of the law. In Ephesians, he is our unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he supplies our every need. If you have a need here this morning, Jesus Christ can and will supply whatever that need is. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is our soon coming king. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he is a mediator between God and man. And in Philemon, he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Ever feel like you're deserted? Ever feel like your friends have walked away on you? And Philemon, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant, that blood that was shed that covers your sin and my sin. And in James, he is the Lord that heals the sick. If there be any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. In 1st and 2nd Peter, he is the chief shepherd. And in 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, it is Jesus who has the tenderness of love. And in Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000 saints. And in Revelation, he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the great I am. He is my soon and coming King. But most of all, Jesus is my Savior. He is my salvation. With his name comes authority. And Revelation 22:13 tells us that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And beside him, there is none other. There is no equal. He never has had and never will have an equal. He always was. He always is. And he always will be. He is unmoved. He is unchanged. He is undefeated. And he is never, ever outdone. He was beaten and he was bruised, and through his pain and his suffering, he brought healing to humanity. Through his persecution, he brought freedom. Through his death, he brought life. His resurrection brings power. He reigns in peace. The world does not understand him. When you look at the world today, they don't have a clue on the name of Jesus. And we have all kinds of controversy going on about using his name. But armies could not defeat him. Universities cannot explain him. And leaders, political leaders of this day cannot ignore him. You see, Herod tried to kill him. The Pharisees tried to trick him. And the people could not hold him. And Nero, as much as he tried, could not crush out the power of Jesus Christ. Humanism and New Age simply cannot replace him. I'm sorry, Oprah. I'm sorry, Dr. Phil. But you can't explain away Jesus Christ. There is a power in that name. He is life. He is love. He is liberty. He is the law. He is goodness. He is kindness. He is gentleness. He is holy. He is righteous. He is powerful. He is good and great and mighty is he. His ways are always right. His words are always eternal. His laws never change. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my friend. He is my God. He is my High Priest. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is that ever-present in the time of need. He is King. He is King of Israel. He is King of kings. He is King of glory. And he is King everlasting. Demons have to bow down to him. He is worshipped by men and he is worshipped by angels. All creation someday will kneel before him, both great and small. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And Luke, in Hebrews 2, 9 through 18, he took on the very nature of man. In Philippians 2, 8, bring the glory of God. He humbled himself, being a King of glory. He humbles himself before God or before men. He had emotions. He raised the dead and he rose from the dead. His blood brings us reconciliation with Almighty God. In Ephesians 2, 13 through 16, in John 1, 1, Jesus is God in the flesh. Matthew 28:18, Jesus is all-powerful. In Colossians 2:3, it tells us he is all-knowing. Jesus is ever-present, holy, righteous, and just. In John 15:26, he speaks of sending a comforter to come. And in Acts 2:1-2, that comforter came. The power of the Holy Ghost. It's through his blood. It's through the shedding of that innocent lamb, that perfect sacrifice. I love John 1:29. That's John the Baptist as he made way for Jesus Christ as John the Baptist introduced Jesus to the world. How did he introduce him? He didn't go up and say, "All you people, I want to introduce to you Jesus." Just like we would introduce a friend. This is Matt Moran. I want all you to meet Matt Moran. Raise your hand, Matt Moran. We all know Matt Moran. We introduce Matt Moran. But you see, when John introduced Jesus, what did he say? He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." There is only one name. There is only one name. There is only one name that has the power and the authority to take away the sins of this world. And that name is Jesus. He is spotless. He is innocent. He is gentle. He is merciful. And he is forgiving. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ forgives. I don't deserve what I have. You don't deserve what you have. There's nothing that we could ever do, nothing we could ever say, nothing we could ever think, we could ever repay what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me and for all of mankind. Forgiveness, repentance. The Bible says, except you repent. You know, repentance is a hard thing to do. We don't like to admit that we're wrong. We don't like to admit that there's sin in our life. But you see, what holds us back, what keeps us, what separates us from all of those ways that you can describe Jesus Christ is sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ, the spotless, innocent Lamb, bore that sin. He went to a cross. God humbled himself and came to this earth. This is what Christmas is all about. Came to this earth in the flesh and dwelt among us. He lived and he died so that we may have that same power and authority in our lives. We call it the power of the Holy Ghost. You can only get it through repentance. You got to repent. You got to get rid of that sin in your life. And then there's baptism. Baptism is powerful. What does baptism do? Baptism takes and it purifies. It cleans. It cleanses. It takes that sin. It takes that ugliness. It takes that bitterness. It takes all of those addictions, all of those things, and it flushes it right out. It's hard in itself to describe what repentance and true repentance really is when you fall on your face before God and you repent and you begin to confess your sin. He knows it already. He wants to hear you confess it. Repentance is awesome within itself. I feel really good after I repent and have a good old repentance session. And baptism. How do you describe baptism, Brother Shane? Within itself. You can't describe how you feel after you're baptized because it's like everything is like brand new. It's like It's like your senses have been recreated. It's so hard to describe what it feels like when all the weight and the load of sin is washed out of your life. How do you describe that to someone when they come in and say, I was lost, but now I'm found. I came in a drug addict and I left free. I came in broken and I left whole. How do you describe that to someone? And then there's the Holy Ghost. As if the first two wasn't enough, he says, you know what? I want to give you that power. I want to give you that authority so that you can have the same power over the devil that I have, so that you can take and you can say, Satan, get thee behind thee. So you can take and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit that cometh against me, my family, my job, my wife, my children, my home. The power of the Holy Ghost. It's like all of these things we talked about here, everything wrapped up. It's like taking the whole entire universe and packing it into a golf ball and putting it inside of you. Talk about power. Talk about authority. And that's what he gives us in the Holy Ghost. Power and authority, so that we take on his name. His name. It's his name. It's not Roy Grant that has power and authority. It's the name of Jesus working through a Roy Grant. It's the name of Jesus working through a Rich Thomas that has the power and authority. And Jesus Christ, he is coming again. If our musicians can come, I want to have enough time this morning for us to have a good altar call. If you could stand to your feet. You see, Jesus is coming again. But you see, he's not going to come like the first time. They knew he was coming. They missed it. Short of just a handful of people. But the wise men went to Herod and said, where is he that is king of the Jews? The scribes, they knew right where to go. And they missed it. And he's coming again. And when he comes the next time, the Bible said he's going to come as a thief in the night. You could come in here to service one Sunday morning and the worship service could be in full swing and all of a sudden, boom. People are gone. You see, it says, no man knoweth the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is going to return. That's why it's so important that we keep repentance in the forefront of our life. That's why it's so important that we continually allow the power of the Holy Ghost to refill our lives with his power and his authority. In Revelation 19, 11 through 16, it says, now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on and white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Who is this? This is Jesus. This is Jesus. That is what makes his name so powerful. But he is offering now, today. We understand that this is when Jesus Christ returns back to judge the world. He won't be a loving, innocent lamb when he comes back to judge the world. He will be fierce. Judgment will be swift. But this morning, there is yet time to repent. There is yet time for baptism. There is yet time to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you haven't repented of your sins, or you've backslidden and you've walked away from God, repentance is where you have to start. You got to bury your pride. I would rather bury my pride at an altar than stand before him on judgment day. Baptism.
Jesus.
You can't make it to heaven without taking on his name in baptism.
Jesus.
And you can't get there without the infilling or the power of the Holy Ghost. So this altar is open this morning. If you're here and you need to repent, if you're here and you've never been baptized or you've never received the power of the Holy Ghost, this altar is open on this side right over here. This morning, if you need healing in your body, he is, according to the book of James, he is our healer. If you need a healing this morning, I want you to come down. You may say, Pastor, I've been down there before. Come again. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't quit. This morning, if you're struggling with addictions in your life, drugs, alcohol, finances, marriage, whatever it may be. You're having marriage issues. Take your wife by the hand and come down to the altar and begin to pray. Allow the power of the Holy Ghost to renew your heart and to renew your mind. This altar's open this morning.